Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Happy Sunday. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And yes, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, I've got a bit of an interesting show planned for you, as I want to insert a bit of history into the show, if I can, as I peel this back and take some of those concepts that people have learned throughout history and see what we can learn and see where we can apply them, obviously financially and through the lens of a real estate investor. And those that know me know I'm a huge fan of history. It's actually quite possibly my favorite subject to read about. I'm a firm believer that we can and should learn from history, and it's absolutely true that those who never study history are destined to repeat it. There's no doubt about that. You see it over and over, example after example, and lessons that were learned by societies and civilizations hundreds and thousands of years ago. And there's a bit of history with Lifestyles Unlimited of sorts. If you look at it, Dale founded Lifestyles Unlimited 30 years ago. He essentially created a real estate investing guide, a map to follow. And how did he create that map? Well, he created it based on his historical experiences, right? What worked, what did not work. But he was kind enough to say, I'm going to pass this on to others. And so he created that investing guide, that investing roadmap, again, based on historical experiences. He said, go here, not there. Do this, do not do that. Don't repeat the mistakes I made in the past. And that's a history lesson. This, in fact, the formula we use will tell you not only what a good real estate investment is, but it'll also tell you what a good real estate investment is not, right? What's a bad deal? And that's the beauty. And because of it, and because we share our experiences as a group, as a mini society within Lifestyles Unlimited as a sorts, we've evolved into great investors. But again, that's all thanks to previous experiences, lessons learned, those that are willing to share their successes with others, not hoard them and keep their books closed. We just don't do that, and we don't believe in that at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're going to share, and we're going to help others. We're going to open our books. Here's the deal we did. Here's how we did it. Here's the vendors we used. And that's how we evolve. And essentially, we learn from the past and adopt best practices. But my friends, what happens to people who don't evolve, who don't learn from the past, who don't share experiences with others in their group, in their society? Well, I can tell you, in business, they lose. In life, in the real world, they get slaughtered, literally and figuratively. Because there's winners throughout history, and it's primarily from people that learn skills that other societies did not learn or did not have access to. Those with the superior skills advanced forward at the expense of those that did not have better knowledge. And you could look at this in the light of historical ages, Bronze Age, Stone Age, Middle Age. Here's one example. Take Alexander the Great, right? Bronze Age. The Greeks were fully involved in the Bronze Age, had it down, understood the technologies, the weaponry, the strategies, the governments, the management system, if you will. And he walked through societies that were still clinging to the Iron Age, right? Built an empire. That's one example. Here's another one, and I think everyone will relate to this. What happened when European explorers, who were fully engaged in the Renaissance and the Age of Discovery and Enlightenment, these were people with gunpowder, cannons, steel, again, financial and governmental management systems that enabled them to move forward and thrive. When they came across the New World and they found societies that were still living in the Stone Age, I think you know how that turned out. Okay, those people were crushed. They never had a chance. So where am I going with this? This is a big setup. Well, where I'm going is, you may not realize this, but we're in the beginning of a new era. We're living the very early years of a new era. Okay, it's true. Historians, they've pinpointed 1989, and they said, 1989, we had a couple of big events. The World Wide Web began to come of age, if you will, in 1989, and also the Berlin Wall fell. And so they pointed to 1989 and they said, that's the end of the industrial age, and it's the beginning of the informational age or information age. And many of you listening to me were alive in 1989. So we're at the forefront of this new age. But what did I just tell you? What did we share? I shared that anytime there's a transitional age, there's going to be winners and losers. A new age means new rules, new technology, new ways to adapt, new ways to succeed and thrive. So what works today, or what worked for our parents, doesn't necessarily work today, right? So the pension generation, you've heard me use that term when I talk about my father's age. It was the pension generation. They had pensions. They had job security. You don't have that today. For the better part of the pension generation, what else did they have? Well, they had a currency that for the most part was pegged to the gold standard, at least until 1972. Thank you, Richard Nixon. So they had a solid currency. What do we have today in the information age? Well, our currency, the currency we use today, well, it's based on trust. It's not based on gold. Here's another fact. For the better part of the industrial age, there were normalized interest rates. Okay? Is that true today? No way. Not at all. We definitely don't have normalized interest rates. So I can tell you, and where I'm going is, I want to share some concepts based on the new rules. But what worked financially in the previous age will either not be as effective in the new age, it will not work, or worst case, it'll be very destructive. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break, and we're going to share some financial concepts to adapt to in the new age so that you can thrive, survive, and prosper.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We're going to open the phone lines if you have any questions or comments on real estate investing. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Feel free to give me a call. Or as always, I'm happy to get emails from our listeners. AskMike@LUINC.com, AskMike@LUINC.com. I do enjoy the emails, and I do respond. Personally, those aren't checked by anybody else. They're checked by me. So my friends, if you're just now tuning in, I'm revealing the fact that, yes, we're actually living in the early years of a new age, a new era throughout history, right? You've got the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, the Middle Ages, the Enlightenment. Well, we're knee-deep in the Information Age right now. It began in 1989. Historians have pinpointed 1989 as when the Industrial Age ended and the Information Age began. And many of you listening to me right now, you were alive in 1989. Who would have believe that you would be living in the middle of a new era. It's kind of neat. But what happens when there's a new era? Well, I'll tell you what happens. There's always winners and there's always losers. Societies advance into a new era. They adapt new technologies, new concepts. There's new rules. Things that worked in the old era don't necessarily work in the new era. And in fact, some of those practices are downright detrimental. So when one society encounters those still clinging to obsolete rules, strategies of the old age, well, those people get taken over, essentially. And I'm talking in a financial sense as well, and that's where we're going to bring this forward. And also, as you look back through history, civilizations weren't always conquered militarily. They were conquered financially. You can move in and apply your financial system to a society and essentially begin to control that society. And it happened often. Well, there's new concepts that apply to us today in this new age. And I'm going to throw these out there as we go through the show. Give me a call if you want to discuss. But the first one's a big one. And I'm going to say it. You cannot get rich saving. You get rich borrowing. That is an adage of the new age. And if you disagree with that, give me a call. Or if you want to go into it a little deeper, give me a call. But let me open this up a bit, because there are some caveats to getting rich borrowing, but not getting rich saving. But I just want to say the first thing is your savings today earns you nothing. 0.00 nothing. Okay? Don't call me and tell me you're making 1.5% on your money. That's nothing. Okay? Sticking your money in a sock under your mattress, that money's going to be worth less tomorrow than it is today. Okay? It's losing value. There's a thing called inflation, right? Well, the Fed will tell you what's publicized is they want 2%. That's what they're telling you. That's what their target is. They put these monetary levers in place to keep it at 2%. So they want prices to go up every year by 2%, 2%, 2%. Personally, I think it's going up a little higher, and I think it will accelerate. Now, I'm not saying we're going to get into some sort of hyperinflation. We've got controls to stop that. But what does that mean? It means your dollar's worth less and your hard assets will continue to increase in value at a rate faster than your savings. Healthcare will increase at a rate faster than your savings. And I don't care who's in Washington and what they do. Healthcare is going up. Cars, right? And I'm not going to say that's a good asset, but I'm going to say it's a hard asset. Cars, vehicles, transportation, they're going to grow in value, in cost, not value. They're going to grow in cost greater than 2%. Okay. So, and then there's another caveat to this savings that represents lost opportunity. If you're just sitting on a pile of money, that is lost opportunity. Okay. It continues to lose. There's an opportunity cost there that you can't necessarily quantify mathematically. I guess maybe you can in the light of a deal that you didn't invest in that was returning at a certain rate, right? But I'll tell you, working hard and saving dollars is going to guarantee you a life of mediocrity. And maybe you want that. I'm not going to throw darts at people that do that, but I don't think you're listening to this show to be a real estate investor to live a life of mediocrity. Okay, that might be a different audience. It might be a different show. That's totally okay. All right. But in light of this, in today's age, what's the most important skills one can learn? If you think about it, with these new monetary rules. Well, personally, I think it's accounting and I think it's debt management. Absolutely 100% debt management. And in that, you must understand the differences between good debt and bad debt. And there is good debt and there is bad debt. And you have to be able to understand it enough that you can leverage as much good debt as possible. Leverage it. And also, I'm going to tell you this, a good banker is not going to give you that leverage if it's not a good investment. They're watching out as well. So find you a good banker, find you a friend in that light, because I've seen guys go, Harrison, that's not a good deal. And basically what they're saying is, I'm not a lender on that deal. Well, thank you. I'm glad. Let's go find one that works. I know this concept's disturbing to many of you listening. Your parents, your grandparents, if they're not with you anymore, they're rolling over in their graves. Because if I said, hey, you don't get rich saving, you get rich borrowing, well, they're members of that previous age. They're members of that industrial age, and they would argue. And they would have proof to prove that their side is right. But fast forward, we're in a new age, sister. The times have changed and the rules have changed. Two generations from now, I'm convinced that this will be an accepted practice. But it's new to us because we're filtering through this new age. Robert Kiyosaki, I like his books. I don't necessarily agree 100% with everything, but I do learn a lot from his books. He says, treat debt like a loaded gun. And that he was a Marine, and I was raised by a Marine. A loaded gun can help you, or it can definitely hurt you, or it can hurt others. So treat debt like a loaded gun. But that's why I say the two most important skills that you can learn or that you can pass on to somebody in today's new world is accounting and debt management. Accounting and debt management. That's how you're going to get ahead. Look at it in the light of a real estate investment. My banker, my partner, will bring 80% to every deal, sometimes more. He wants to lend. She wants to lend. Okay? But how do I get them in on the deal? Well, my personal financial statement and my credit report. Those must be in good order. I must be a good partner to them to get 80% in on every deal. Are you kidding me? 80% at 3 to 4% interest? That is free money, my friends. You cannot do that in the stock market. They don't want to lend on a speculation. They want to lend on an asset. My name is Mike Harrison. We're going to be right back after a short break and continue these concepts, financial concepts in the new era.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call our show, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. If you're just now tuning in, I'd like to share, if you ever want to go back and catch the entirety of this show or some of the other shows with our other hosts, Andy Webb and Al Gordon, get a different perspective, and as always, Dale Walmsley, you can find us now on the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and type in Lifestyles Unlimited. You can also put your favorite host in there, or you can catch them all just at Lifestyles Unlimited. Or let's say you're traveling, you're in your car and you don't want to listen to music and you're burned out on all the politics on AM radio and the back and forth and the banter. We'll put this show on, Expand Your Mind. You can find us on your podcast app, dial it in through your car, drive down the road, and before you know it, you'll get to where you're going. So today, I'm discussing that we are actually in the early years of a brand new age, the information age. And the information age began in 1989, and that's when historians have said, well, two major things happened in 1989. The World Wide Web, while it had been invented some years before, began to be seen as a way to bring information and essentially you can do business, right? So the World Wide Web came online essentially in 89, and the Berlin Wall fell. And so historians peg that as the end of the industrial age and the beginning of the information age. But with any change in eras or ages, there are losers. People get slaughtered, literally, financially, but across the board. People move on. They evolve. Others get passed by. And we're seeing that. Just turn on the TV and tell me that you're not seeing a shift in society. Right now, you're seeing it, borders, culture, geopolitical relationships, every day on the internet, TV, radio, you can hear it. It's out there, and things are changing. Things are shifting. There's going to be new rules. There are new rules socially to navigate this. But this is a real estate investing show, so I want to get down to the financial aspects of succeeding and prospering in this new age. So my next concept here is people are more interested in appearing rich than they are at becoming rich, okay? And I'm not going to say this is a problem. People enjoy it, but truth is, people are way more interested in appearing rich than they are at becoming rich. They'd rather finance a lifestyle than finance an asset that will pay them, or they just don't know any better because they're still creatures of the information age, so to speak, right? So I'm not sure when this began. If I had to pinpoint it, I'd say it began in the early 80s as credit for consumer purchases became more accessible. And I'll give you just an example from my life. I remember when in the early 70s, when my father and my mom got a MasterCard, and I was a little kid, but it was a big deal in the house. Whoa, we got a MasterCard. I mean, it's like, holy cow. And I'm not sure what the line was. I'm sure it wasn't very much. And I'm sure the rules were not as loose as they are today. And then I remember when I was in college, 18 years old, and I'm walking through the MSC there at Texas A&M, and there's table after table after table of people getting you to fill out a credit card application, and they would give you a shirt, right? And you're a poor college kid. You'd do anything for a shirt. Sure, I'll fill one out. Everybody was getting credit cards. None of us had jobs. It was ridiculous. But they were shaping us mentally. They were telling us it was okay to borrow. And people today still think it's okay to borrow. They're borrowing that lifestyle. They're financing that lifestyle. And they use the excuse, even when they know what they're doing, they'll go, wow, I deserve this, okay? I'm going to tell you, this is a new age. Stop financing your lifestyle. Start financing a business that will pay you, preferably a real estate business. And is a single family home that pays you $400 a month a business? Yes. Is 10 single family homes that pays you $4,000 a month a business? Yes. Is owning an apartment community a business? Yes. As real estate investors, we get better. We actually become more frugal over time. I've seen it. We're not misers, but we become very sensitive to outgoing expenditures. Why? Because we have a goal that we want to hit in creating passive income. We want to save so we can invest more, borrow more, grow our income. Keep in mind, every deal we do, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is legitimate business practices. We are bringing our own money to the table. Okay, we're not using someone else's money. We're not talking someone out of anything. These are legitimate asset purchases that are set up in such a way that they create positive cash flow. So another concept with people financing this lifestyle and appearing rich rather than being rich, I just looked this up. In the first quarter of 2020, 84.2% of all new vehicles purchased in the United States in the first quarter were financed. 82%. So it's a common belief. Hey, if you're going to get a car, finance it. But car debt is the quickest way not to get rich. Well, and I'm not going to say it's the worst way. College debt may actually be worse, but that's a show we can debate later. But I'm guilty of it. In 2016, I bought a Sierra Denali 1500 series pickup fully loaded. I still have it. It is a sweet ride. It had every button, I always wanted a Denali pickup, okay? Four-wheel drive. Essentially, I wrote a check for 70% of that purchase, and I financed the other 30% for a sub 1%, and I paid that off in 1 year. But I'm looking back now, and I'm better today than I was yesterday, and I'm going, God, that was stupid. It really was. Even at those terms, it was stupid. And why was it stupid? Because, for one thing, my passive income is not at my goal. It's not where I want it. It needs to be more. It needs to be higher. So I should have bought a used truck, and I should have bought another house. Okay, I could have done that. And looking back, it was a mistake. I just feel it was a mistake. Even at those sub 1% rates, knowing that, I shouldn't have done it because car debt is bad. I should have bought another asset. But I love the truck. Hey, I'm going to drive it till the wheels fall off. Don't get me wrong. I just should have been smarter than I was. So, rich people. I get this from Thomas J. Stanley. Great book if you want to read it, called Stop Acting Rich. It's fascinating, some of the information that he has in there on who the real millionaires are. Do you know what the two brands of vehicle, and this is just a little tidbit I'll throw out there, the top two brands that millionaires drive, that they drive, all millionaires, Toyota and Ford. They're not buying BMWs, they're not buying Audis, they're not buying Mercedes. I know that's hard to believe. Now, are there DECA millionaires and glittering millionaires out there that are way up there as far as wealth? Yes, and they're buying BMWs and Porsches and Ferraris, but as the information is broken down, you're talking sub 1% of people out there. But the top two brands driven by millionaires today are Toyota and Ford. Why is that? Multi-millionaires do not try to impress people. They're living their lives and they're finding simple pleasures. If you see an Audi on the road, 90+%, about 94% of those Audis are not driven by millionaires. If you walk in a room and you see a guy with a Rolex, a $1,500 suit, $500 shoes, you know who I'm talking about. You saw him get out of a BMW before he walked in the room. I'm telling you, he might be a millionaire. And if he is, good for him. There's a 90% chance that he's most likely a high earner, but not a millionaire. Here's a thought. Instead of working to buy stuff, why don't you buy stuff that works hard for you, as in creating passive income and wealth? Stop giving away your income and wealth for a lifestyle. Choose a lifestyle to create income and wealth. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We're discussing financial concepts in light of the new information age that we're living in. And the information age began in 1989. And with any new age, there's new rules, new concepts that you must adapt to, that others are adapting to, but that many people will not adapt to. And when they don't adapt, when they don't follow, when they don't move forward, they essentially get overrun. It's happened through history with every age transition. So these concepts I'm throwing out, and I might not get to all of them. The show's really going by quickly. But the next thing I want to say is you can only invest two things. That's it. That's all you have to invest, time and money. And you actually need to invest both, not spend both. So I'm going to break this out here, and I hope you can follow me. But let's talk about the 401k or the IRA mutual fund investor. For the most part, these folks only invest money. They're not investing their time. Now, are there some outliers? There's some people that'll study these funds and read the prospectus and all that stuff. I'm not sure they're investing time. I think they're spending their time. But these people, most people, and I was there, I was one of these, they'll pick their six funds, right? Their aggressive growth, their large cap, their small cap, their value. And then they, each month, whatever is taken out of their check, the portion, and it's divided six ways, and it goes to all these funds. And then they rebalance at the end of the year. You're not investing your time. You don't know what those guys are doing. You don't know the trades they're making internally. They're not copying you every time they sell stock number 375 within a certain fund and buy stock number 376 or diversify it or move it down or what have you. They're doing that for you. You're trusting them to do it, and they'll give you a 700-page book to tell you why you need to trust them to do that. Most people will tell you they invest their money and not their time because it's convenient, right? How convenient is it just to have money pulled out of your check monthly and go into a blind fund, and then every 3 months you get a statement and you look at it, okay? Again, I was there, and I never understood the concept of investing my time. I thought time was for work and family and play. But that's not investing your time. That's how you spend your time. Okay? Are you picking up what I'm putting down as far as investing your time? Investing your time typically is education. I can assure you from personal experience, the returns on time investment will absolutely leverage your monetary investment. It will. It's like shining or dialing in a magnifying glass in the sun. It will magnify your monetary investment if you invest your time. And that's an effective education. This is the information age, after all, right? Information, education. This is the age where those that have knowledge and information. Let me update that because it changes. Updated and current knowledge and information. Those are the ones that are going to succeed and prosper. Okay, I met a contractor 3 months ago, and I wanted to send him a lead on a project that he can do, but it involved emailing plans and a link to some groups that he needed to get a hold of. But you know what this guy told me? He goes, "I don't do email." He said it just like that, and I'm like, "Okay, good luck. I'll send it to somebody else." That is an adage of a different era, okay? This is the new era. Dale Walmsley said it like this. He said, "Not everyone wants to be a millionaire." And I remember I was in the room when he said that, and I'm thinking to myself, are you out of your mind? Everybody wants to be a millionaire. What are you talking about? Of course, that's why we're here. We want to be millionaires. And that's not what he was saying. He was essentially really boiling it down to not everyone wants to pay the price to be a millionaire. There is a price. It means investing time and money effectively, okay? But one without the other. Time without money is ineffective. Money without time. You can do it with time. The time factor, if you've got a ton of time and not a lot of money, that's the 401k. Roll the dice, and maybe by the time you're 70 or 75, you'll be worth several million, and good luck. You can enjoy it at that time, but ours is a little different. We're putting the time and the money, we're magnifying both, and we're maximizing our returns as a result. But yeah, I remember when Dale said, not everyone wants to be a millionaire, but in this information age, you're going to need, if you're going to survive, succeed, and prosper, you need to find a way. You got to find a way. Invest both time and money. And speaking of investing your time, you want to see what we do? I encourage you to check out our free workshop, freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. You can see how we make money five ways on a single family property and six ways on a multifamily community. And this is interactive. Ask questions. Bring a friend. Sit down with a spouse. Tune in, check it out. See, at least see if it's there for you. And our next one is September 29th. So what is that? Tuesday. And then October 1st. So I believe that's Thursday. So our 2-day. If you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited, become one of our members. Attend our 2-day, 16-hour real estate investing session. Well, we'll teach you everything you need to know, our model to invest in real estate. That's at financialfreedom.com. livestream.com. Financialfreedomlivestream.com. So, on today's show, we basically have discussed that there's changes in eras and ages, and there's winners and losers. We know there's two major changes from our age versus the previous age. One, our currency is based on trust and not a quantified asset. Okay? We're no longer basing the dollar on a sum of gold. And many of you out there listening are probably thinking that's foreign. Well, that was the case for hundreds of years. Okay? Currency was always based on a commodity that retained its value. 1972, Nixon. Why'd he do it? So he can finance the Vietnam War. Thanks, Nixon. Probably not a good move, but I think we're so far beyond it now, and I doubt we can go back. Interest rates are very low and will stay that way for some time. Okay? So that's different. That's different than the previous age. And so what happens? As a result, I'm going to say it again. You cannot get rich saving. You get rich borrowing. People are more interested in appearing rich than they are at becoming rich. You can invest only two things, time or money. And lastly, to close out the show, it's not what's costing you money. It's not what you know that's costing you money. It's what you don't know that's costing you money. And what does that mean? Well, think of it like this. Until I decided to invest my time, I never knew about the 1031 exchange. I never would have known real estate could be, the passive income could be tax-free. I never would have known that unless I had invested my time. I never would have known about a hard money loan, right? What's that? Let me tell you what, it's a fantastic strategy. I never knew you can create 100% return in an apartment community by increasing the rents 10%. I never knew my personal home was a liability and not an asset. I never knew the 401k was such a sham. I just knew that it wasn't getting me to what I had projected, and I was participating like a Boy Scout. Let me tell you what, 20% plus for many, many years. Until I invested my time, I never knew you could make money five ways on a single family home, six ways in an apartment community. I never knew my banker would go in for 80%, 80 plus percent sometimes. And I never knew that if I had the right banker, he wouldn't lend if he thought it was a poor deal. Imagine that, my friend. You got a partner that's like, yep, Harrison, that's great. I'm in for 80 points, 80%. So until I invested my time, I never even knew that there was something called passive income. I thought all you had was W-2 income or maybe some kind of return with the stock market. Until I invested my time, I never realized I can take control of my life and retire in such a way that my wealth would grow every year, as opposed to the conventional plan, the opposite. That's where you retire and your wealth decreases every year, and you pray to the good Lord that you don't outlive your money. But you know what the best is? I don't know what I don't know. I still don't know it. I'm still learning. This new age is unfolding. As it unfolds, there's going to be bigger and better strategies that have yet to be developed. Okay? Tomorrow is exciting. So it's not what you know that's costing you money. It's what you don't know that's costing you money. So my friends, you need to start today. Put these concepts into practice as you develop and grow your real estate portfolio. And we're here to help you do that. But I want to finish the show with this. You need to start with small choices and compound them. Okay. One rent house won't retire you, but it's a start. It's $400 a month. One passive apartment deal won't retire you, but it's a start. The point is, make good choices for yourself. That does it for today's show. My name's Mike Harrison. I'll see you next week on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I want you to look good, feel good, and do good. And always remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Happy Sunday and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.